which wards off madness by dulling the memory of unutterable things. In such houses have dwelt generations of strange people, whose like the world has never seen, seized with a gloomy and fanatical belief which exiled them from their kind. Their ancestors sought the wilderness for freedom. There the scions of a conquering race indeed flourished free from the restrictions of their fellows. But cowering in an appalling slavery to the dismal phantasms of their own minds, divorced from the enlightenment of civilization, the strength of these Puritans turned into singular channels, and in their isolation, morbid self-repression and struggle for life with relentless nature, there came to them dark, furtive traits from the prehistoric depths of their cold northern heritage, by necessity practical and by philosophy stern. These folk were not beautiful in their sins. Erring as all mortals must, they were forced by their rigid code to seek concealment above all else, so that they came to use less and less taste in what they concealed. Only the silent, sleepy,